Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.
Oh, a bit sad this morning, actually, because you know how Facebook has your memories come up.
Yeah.
Today was, we all went to SeaWorld today, the whole family, our son and his boys and that too, and it was such a good day. Mm. And as a mum, nothing I like more is family all together.
Yeah.
And, yeah, when that memory came up, I was like, oh, if only we knew then.
It was fun times.
It was great.
Chaos, absolutely chaos. You know, three kids plus Hannah in the house and just complete chaos.
Can you tell us what Hannah was like?
Bubbly.
She was effervescent, I suppose. Very bubbly, big smile, critical.
You mean she was a CrossFitter and she had high standards? I reckon let's go with that.
Extremely.
You used to go and train with her, which I used to think, well, I don't know how you could do that. She would just be picking on you guys.
Oh, constantly.
Yeah.
What do you call that, Mum?
So each day, I guess, must be different. Some days you probably have good days and some days you have bad days.
Yeah, it's so true. It's just the little things. You know, something will pop up, Facebook or whatever. Mm. That does my head in a bit. I'm glad that they're there, especially the little recordings we found. When we finally got Hannah's phone back from the police, we started going through it. And there was little messages there, videos that Layana and Aaliyah had done. Mm. And they never got sent. They were just in there, this little time capsule. And we opened them up and looked at them. It was sad, but it was wonderful because there's these wonderful messages. Hi, Nini. Hi, Papa. Mm. Yeah, love you. And little Aaliyah used to hide under the bed and do a little secret messages, you know, and then run down the hall because Aaliyah was coming, you know. You know, she's talking in the third person. Yeah, but very special they are.
It was. Lucky Hannah never cleaned anything out of her phone.
Yes, true.
Yes.
There was some stuff in there and I'd be like, seriously, you kept this?
Well,
but we're pleased now she did.
Mm. I guess what's so tragic about this story, and I can't imagine what it must have been like for you on the day, losing a daughter and all those grandchildren. And I think the pouring of hearts out to you from Brisbane and all of Australia was amazing. If you wouldn't mind me asking, what was it like the day you found out?
It was surreal. Because I worked just up the road, we'd heard all the sirens.
Oh, yeah.
And we were sitting there like, wow, wonder what's going on today, a lot of sirens. And then I went in for morning tea at 10 o'clock and one of the young dentists was flicking through Facebook and she stopped and she said to me, three kids have been burnt to death in a car at Camp Hill.
Mm.
And I felt sick. And I was like, no, the girls, they'd be at school now. Mm. So I rang Hannah, no answer. And I thought, oh, well, she'd be in the middle of a gym class, so that's okay. I sent her a message. And then the young dentist flicked through again Facebook and she goes, oh, it was Raven Street. And then I just knew.
You knew.
I knew straight away. And as I looked up, two police detectives walked in. So that confirmed it before they said anything. So that was pretty horrific.
Because Hannah was staying with you guys.
Yep.
Yes.
She had left her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when she, I guess, admitted to you guys that there were some problems. And I know that you have spoken about it, that for her she didn't know if it was domestic or violence because he hadn't physically abused her, but there was a lot of control issues, sexually, financially, in every aspect, I guess, of her life.
And she'd told me a lot over the years, which was very difficult because I wanted to say something or front him, but it just would make matters worse. And on the rare occasion when I did say something, she would ring me in tears and I would have to grovel and apologise to make everything okay. So we did know, but our hands were tied.
Because I guess you kind of go, you want your daughter to be happy and you don't want to upset them and you don't want to stop at seeing your grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was so controlling that if Sue did say something, then he would stop the kids from coming over to our place.
Mm.
You know, Sue would have the two younger ones usually on the Friday. And he'd go, oh, no, I won't work today. I'll stay home with the children.
Because you've said
just
something
to
wrong.
Try and hurt Sue.
Or if Hannah said something wrong, he would punish Hannah through punishing me.
So that's where this controlling factor comes in of coercive control.
Mm.
And that's what our aim now with Small Steps for Hannah is to help educate the community because we knew nothing about this. What's coercive control?
Mm.
And then we started learning back on, well, okay. this is the problem.
Yeah.
The general community just doesn't know
this
repeat behaviour of abuse.
Mm. And I mean, this is a man who you trusted into your family. You know, that's an honour that you handed him, and he completely abused that.
Well, it was so different to start with. He seemed like the general nice sort of bloke, and he obviously got into our heads and smoothed us over. And then as the years went on, it just gradually got different. You know, we'd always go for lunches or dinners, early dinners when they first got married. But then he had this controlling factor. He always had to win at anything and everything.
Mm.
Always had to be the one to come out on top. It was more in the latter years, wasn't it?
In the latter years.
Because she had sort of decided no more children. She was getting fitter. Mm. He was getting older. So there was a big age difference there, too.
She married when she was 21?
No, she met him when she was
21. 20. Okay, yeah.
She was 24 when they married.
Yeah.
And pregnant.
When did she come to you and say, there's a lot of problems, I need to leave?
By about July, the year would be 2019, she came to me that I've got to go. So we started getting the house ready. We got bunk beds in, made sure we had beds and everything for them. There was a lot of clothes at our house because I kept clothes there for the kids. And the weekends would come and she'd say, okay, I'm going to come this weekend. And he would know, and he'd plan a family outing or plan something with other people. So it would be foiled until eventually she was with her best friends at the gym one morning, and it was just the three of them at the gym. And she was saying something he'd done the night before, and the girls said, right, that's it. Let's do it now. We know he's at work. So they went back to her place. She took everything in two garbage bags, was all they had for her and three children. Kids were allowed to pick three toys each. They got a Leah out of school and just went. It was too dangerous to let him know that they were going.
Stav, Abby and Matt for breakfast. B105.